cloth. Look closely at your shirt, right up close, and you'll see it isn't one solid sheet. It's made of thread, lots of thread, crossing over and under itself in a tight pattern. And the thread itself is made from something even smaller. Cloth is built up in steps, from tiny fibers all the way to the shirt on your back. It starts with fibers, which are short, thin, fuzzy strands. Some come from a plant, like the soft white fluff of the cotton plant. Some come from an animal, like the wool shaved off a sheep. On their own, these fibers are short and weak and would just fall apart. So they're spun, which means twisting many short fibers tightly together so they grip each other and become one long, strong strand. That long strand is thread. Twisting is what turns a pile of weak fuzz into thread strong enough to pull on. Then the thread is made into cloth, usually by weaving. Weaving means laying out a row of threads side by side, and then passing another thread over one, under the next, over, under, all the way across, then back again, building up a tight crisscross grid. That woven grid bends and folds and can wrap around your body, but it holds together, because every thread is locked among the others. Some cloth is knitted instead, made of thread looped through itself in rows, which is why a knitted sweater can stretch. Fuzzy fibers, twisted into thread, woven into a grid. That's your shirt. Pull a loose thread at the hem, and you can watch a piece of that grid come undone, all of it connected, all of it once just fuzz.